called the Braisa of Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. This last Braisa that said, Eimasai, Rav Ashi says it can't go according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's mainly puts according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, according to a different Tana. Why? Because Rav Ashi had a kash like this. O miyam Rabbi Yehuda, Bizman Hazed, does Rabbi Yehuda take a hold from this Svara that are now at times today? Hoyulim Estaklim, boss, since everybody looks at Purim to know exactly when Yudalit is. People don't know when Rosh Chodesh was, they're not sure. So they look to see when you read the Megillah, to know when Yudalit is. And therefore, in Kuran Oysel of Ismana, you're only allowed to read the Megillah on Yudalit, you can't read it earlier, is that true? Or a minute, Rav Ashi had a theory on this. There's a surprise later that says, or it's a Mishnah later that says, Omer Rav Yehuda, Eimosai Mokor Shenechnosim B'Sheni V'Chamishi. It's only a place that they come in on Monday and Thursdays. Abu Mokim Shein Nichnasim Mishen Bechamishi and Kuren Noisi Ela Bizmana. That the next Mishnah explains that the Al Mishnah says the Kforim read it earlier. That's only if the minig is that there's a bezdin in the big city, and on a Monday or a Thursday was a minig that the people from the small villages come into the big city. Then we say you don't have to be matriach yourself. Come on a Tuesday or Wednesday. We'll let you hear it on a Monday when you come in anyway. Let's say at a village that anyway they don't come into the big city on a Monday or a Thursday, then since for them there's no difference whether they come into the big city on a Monday or on a Tuesday or on a Wednesday, because in that village anywhere they don't come to the Beis Din, so don't make an afkamina when they come into the big city. So such a village has the din badavka to hear the Megillah on Yudalit. But Kofarim Dik is that Mokem Shenechnosim B'Sheni V'Chamishi Miyu Karinon V'Yafilu B'Zman Hazeh. The next Mishnah is talking about B'Zman Hazeh. You see, Rabbi Yehuda Shita is even today the din of our first mission applies. So the Chorot is still within Rabbi Yehuda. That here in the Brice of Yehuda says, Eimosai, no, when does this din apply? Only B'Zman we live in Eretz Yisrael with the Beis Nagodol. But today not. And the next Mishnah says not like that. The next Mishnah says of Yehuda that a Mokom, where they do come in on Monday and Thursday to the Beis Din, the villagers have a right when they come in the earlier day to hear the Megillah. So it's a Stephen of Yehuda. So therefore, what did Rav Ashi do with this? He changed around the Brice before. It's not Rav Yehuda that said it. Maybe it's his son rather, Rav Yehuda of Yehuda. But the Gemara though, Umishum the Kashaleh, Rebbe Yehuda, Mukum on the Braisa, Rebbe Yosef Yehuda. And of course you have a Stira in Rebbe Yehuda, you have a right to change around the Braisa, like it's true with the Stira. But because of that, you can't change around the Braisa. So Mar says like this, Ravashi Shmielei, the Ika the Tony Lok Rebbe Yehuda, the Ika the Tony Lok Rebbe Yosef Rebbe Yehuda. True. Ravashi by himself wouldn't just come along and say, if I have a Stira, now what you do, change around the Mandiyama. Ravashi himself couldn't do that. True, if he only had a steer of Yudah and Rabbi Yudah, he'll have to try and give some answer. But to change around and say the Braisa, not like Rabbi Yudah, he himself wouldn't have said it. But the Maisa was, he heard from Tanoim already that said like this. Rav Ashi heard that some people learned the Braisa before is Rabbi Yudah. But he also heard from his Rebbe that some people learned that Braisa goes according to Rabbi Yudah. So therefore, Umidikashta, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yudah, Omar. Since now, Rav Ashi himself thought like this, that to learn it was Rabbi Yudah, there's a steer in Rabbi Yudah. Therefore he said, Omar, man the Tony look Rabbi Yehuda, Lav Dafka. The one that said the Braisa before goes according to Rabbi Yehuda made a mistake, like Lav Dafka, he made a mistake. And rather, man the Tony look Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Dafka. The other Tanoim that learned that Braisa goes according to his son, Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, they're the ones that are Dafka, they're the ones that are right. So it wasn't the Pshat, he himself made up this Terence. Hey, he heard that people learned this way, that way, seeing himself as saying, you should know which way is right, the people that learned that the Braisa goes according to Rabbi Yosi is better off. Because if you learn the Braisa goes according to Rabbi Yosi, then there's no steer of Rabbi Yudah on Rabbi Yudah. The next Mishnah of Yudah says, even Bizman Hazeh, the people living in the Kforum have a right to hear the Megillah earlier. So male, there won't be any steer of Rabbi Yudah on Rabbi Yudah. Right. Kruachim ha-mukofim choymim yemois Yeshua benun perim b'chamishosim. That's the din of the Mishnah, that the city that has a wall around it, from the times when Klai Yisrael first went into Eretz Yisrael, they have the din l'doris, even though now there's no more wall around, still they have a din to hear the Megillah on Tezvav. For the Gemara Menon Emili, how do we know this Chiddush? That those cities read the Megillah on Tezvav. Omar Rav, the Omar Korona Pasuk says, Al-Kain ha-Yehudim ha-Prozim ha-Yoshvim b'yari ha-Prozis. The Pasuk in the Megillah talks about that the people living in the open cities, Haprozim means the open cities. If you live in an open city without a wall around it, you read the Megillah on Yudalit. On Yudalit, so the deek is, Me, the Prozim, be Abrosa, since an open city without a wall, reads it on the 14th day of Adar, the din should be a dinik that Mukofim, the cities that have a wall around it, the Chamishasar, they read attack on the 15th day of Adar. For the Gemara V'yema, maybe let's say like this. Prozim be Abrosa, that's like a shrew. The Prozim says clearly, if you have an open city without a wall around it, you have to hear the Megillah on Yudala, true. But Mukofim klal klaloi, maybe the deek is, though, that a city that has a wall around it has no chiyah to hear the Megillah altogether. Maybe it only means if an open city has a din to hear the Megillah. But maybe a closed city has no din to hear the Megillah altogether. For the Gemara, for Lav Yisroel Nino, what kind of svar is that? There's then Yidden are living there. Havad Rabbanu wa Masakin to be happy about the nest of Purim. Havad Rabbanu Masakin for Gans Klai Yisroel. The Yoid Vaitam, Yehoid of Yad Kush Ksiv, the Pusukim say, and there were a Shusha and had a Chayma around it, so how could you take out ear that has a Chayma? So Mel Avada just means the 14th, not, but the 15th, yes. For the more good Avada, they have to hear the Megillah, but let's say like this. The Yehima, maybe we'll say like this. Prozim Biyaba Babesa. True, if you have no wall around you, it's the 14th day. Mukovim, you have a wall around you, maybe, Biyabesa Vachameser. Maybe both days you have a Chiv too. Maybe the cities that have a wall around it have a chiyuv to hear the Megillah twice. On the 14th, because that's the day everybody rested, and the 15th, because that's when Shushan rested. And the Gemara Kiddushin, the pasuk says, Lios oisim es yoyim arba osa lachaydish adar, v'es yoyim chamish osa, boy, v'chol shona. So that's what the pasuk says. You have to make the 14th and the 15th. So that's the kavamina. Maybe it means they have to make both. Maybe those cities that have a wall around it have to keep 2 days Purim. Must look like this. No, yeah, because the best yoyim arbosa v'chamishosa k'tekamrit. If the pasuk would have said the 14th and the 15th, you'd be right. Maybe a city that has a wall has to keep both days. But b'hashdu d'chsev es yoyim arbosa v'es yoyim chamishosa has an extra v'es. What's the extra s doing there? What's the second v'es yoyim chamishosa? Is s the also s u'pasuk? The word S in the middle divides up the two. As if to say, either it's the 14th day, in other words, a city, Hani Biyabosa, a city that does not have a wall around it, your day is here the Megillah on the 14th day, Hani Bichameshosa, but a city that has a wall around it, it did as Badafka on the 15th day. But the Moravaita of the Yema Prozim Biyabesa may be true, an open city is the 14th. Mukofa, maybe a city that has a wall around it, though, has its choice, maybe. Iboy biabesri, boy bechamiser. Like, true, 2 days not. But how do you know, Badaskar, on the 15th, maybe a city that has a wall around it has a choice. If the city wants to, we'll do it the 14th. If it wants to, we'll do it the 15th. Maybe it has a choice. On this again, Omakron, the Pasuk says, Bizmanayim, like we dashing before, at its times, that we dashing, Zmanoy Shelzer, Lois Mano Shelzer. The 14th day is Badafka for a city that does not have a wall. And the 15th is Badafka for a city that has a wall. And they can't interchange. If you live in a city that has a wall, you're not allowed to hear the Megillah on the 14th. You're not yet to the mitzvah then. You Badafka have to hear it on the 15th. Fight for the Moviyem of a Tlaser. Maybe it means the 13th day. Good. It says of the open city, the 14th. So a closed city with the wall is not the 14th. So how do you know it's the 15th? Maybe it's the day earlier than the 13th. Now the Gemara Kishushan. A co-ponim is a smaller state, should be like Shushan. But Shushan, for sure, they were fighting still on the 14th. So they rested first on the 15th. But just like you see by Shushan, they read the Megillah, their Yom Tov was on the 15th. It's a smaller to say, now we're Kaveya, that a city that has a wall around it to have a day of Purim, it's Mastar, but it's the same thing like Shushan on the 15th and not on the 13th. Tomorrow, ask your Chon Asiyah. These psukim so far, talking about Asiyah means making the May Mishnah. When do we make Purim? That's what the psukim before talking about. Lias oisim es yoim arbosa, lachodesh adav yas yoim chamishosa. Oisim means to make the day with a suda, with mishalach monas. For the Gemara though, of a sechira. Sechira minolam. Sechira means to read the Megillah. How do we know that a city that has a wall around it, the reading of the Megillah is also is differently? Maybe only the Simcha, the Mishter, the Sudir is on the 15th. But maybe Mikra Megillah, according to everybody, is only on the 14th. And the Gemara, Makro, V'hayomim o'elo niskorim v'nasim. Pasuk says, you remember them, means read the Megillah, v'nasim, and you make the Suda. It's Iskis Sechirul Asiyah. We learn out that the same day you make the Asiyah, you make the day of Suda, Purim, that's the day also Sechirah, to remember to say the Megillah. So the more masnisin like yatana. Our mission does not go at this tana. The tanya. Yevishu ben kocher roimer. Krochim hamakofun choymim yemois achashverish. It's the rhythm on the yom at this. That is totally the cities how they were bizman achashverish. If you have a city that had a wall around there at the times of achashverish, Kerem b'chamishosa. You go boss at that time, then they read the chamishosa. Not the way it was bizman Yeshua and Eretz Yisrael. But the Gemara, my time of Yeshua Mekoch, what's pshat for this time of Yeshua Mekoch? He says, Kishushan, you learn out from Shushan. Ma Shushan Mekafas Chayma, Miyemois HaChashverish, the Kerem HaChamishosam, is Av Kol Shushan Mekafas Chayma, Miyemois HaChashverish, Kerem HaChamishosam. That's the Svara, like go boss of the way it was by Shushan. And Shushan was the 15th, so Mela, you go boss of the times of the wall, how it was with Zman HaChashverish. But the more of a Tana Didan, my time of Yalit, my Tama, what's our Tana, doesn't go boss or doesn't go boss from Achashverosh, rather goes boss as man of Eretz Yisrael. Yalav prozi prozi. We learn that from the Pesuk. Ksiv hoch, it says here in the Megillah, Alkein HaYehudim HaProzim. It says in the Prozim. Ksiv hosom, levad me'orei HaProzi. So, and that's Pesuk of the Pesuk in Dvorim, it's talking about Eretz Yisrael. So you see, the word prozi has to do with Eretz Yisrael. So maybe also, we're talking about cities, we go boss of the way the cities were in Eretz Yisrael. Levad miori aprozi harbe moi, the harbe moi. Ma lahalo mekofes choyma, miyemoish Yeshua benun. Just like here the psukim in the Devarim is talking about Avada, when Christ went into Eretz Yisrael, how it was then, is Avkan, the same thing here also, mekofes choyma, miyemoish Yeshua benun. Well, Bishloy me Yeshua ben Kochel, yom mekatan lidan, the last lay prozi prozi. He didn't have this gzera shovel. Like Rashi says, a gzera shovel you can't make yourself. You have to have a Kabbalah from your Rebbe. So he didn't have this Kabbalah from his Rebbe, so he didn't make the Gzeira Shova. El Tana Didan, our Tana of our Mishnah, my time will come to Yeshua ben Kocha. Like, what is this like of Yeshua ben Kocha? Like, it's a Svara. Go boss of the way it was in Shusha, in Akashverish. For the Gemara, my timer, what are you asking what his reasoning is? So Isle, Prozi, Prozi, he had this Gzeira Shova, he was Makabal from his Rebbe, like a Locha. Even though he came to Loch Lomashim Sinai, because Avad the Purim was only later on, but he had this Kabbalah, prozi prozi, that you go boss to the Chaimais when it was this man Yeshua. So Moses says, Hoki Koma, El Shushan the Avdi Kaman, Lechura, how did Shushan act then? Like a prozim, Shushan, the day on the 15th, was not like a city, an open city, but like a Makofim, Lechura Shushan also, this man Yeshua Benun, Shushan was not Mukav Chaima. So here at the Kash and the people in Shushan themselves, how did they first make the Yom Tov on the 15th day? The Chur Manashach. The 15th day, they didn't do it like Kiprosim, like an open city. And even Kumakofas Chayimah, Bizman Yeshua didn't have a city, didn't have a wall around it. And the Gemara, Amar Rav of Yamri Lokadi, Shani Shushan, Shushan only has more questions on. Hoyo Venasa Bonais. Since the Nais happened on day 4, the 14th day, and they first rested on the 15th day, so Pshita for them, they first make Purim on the 15th day. But Bishloy Matan Lidan, our Tanakh and our Mishnah, Haino Dirsir, that's what the Pasuk says, Medina or Medina, year by year. The Pasuk of Megillah says, Medina, Medina, there's a difference in different Medinas, and there's a difference in year by year. What does that mean? Medina, Medina means different nation, different Medina. Lechalak bei Mekofas Chayma, Miyemois Yeshua Benun, Lemekofas Chayma, Miyemois Achashverish. I mean to say this different. Medina, Medina, you have to go how it was. Not now, but Achashverish times, but you have to have a city that had a wall around it, Bimei Yeshua. And year by year, what's the post of year by year? Nami, Lechalak bei Shushan Lesharma Yoris. That Shushan was different. Even though Shushan was a city that Bizman Yeshua did not have a wall around it, so really any other city like that reads on Yudalid, Shushan reads on Tesvov, because the Nais happened to them on Yudalid, they first rested on Tesvov. Elul Rabbi Shua ben Kocha, that he holds everything goes boss to this man of Achashverosh, Shavishtaim and Medina, Medina, Lechalek, Bein Shushan Lesharma Yoris. That you can make a difference between Stam, Shushan had a wall around it, so they read on Tesvov. The other cities don't have a wall around it, you read on Yudalid. Eliir, Iyavir, Lamayasir. What's another Chiddush of Iyavir? Chonav Shuv and Koch, there's only one din. How the cities were, Bizman Achashverish. That an open city did it on Yudalid, and Shushan, a closed city there, and the other closed city at that time, does it on Tesvov. So what's the special Pasuk of Iyavir? And the Maram Lachiv Shuv and Koch, even according to Tanabal Mishnah, still, me nicha is good. Kivon Diyisle Prozi Prozi. Since we have a Gzeira Shavu, type of Gzeira Shavu, these, learn out from the Megillah to the Torah, Prozi Prozi, of a Zay Medina, Medina Lomeli. Why do I need the Pasuk of Medina, Medina? Hey, that you say, a city that has a wall around it from your Moshe Yeshua, you do it, it's not from the word of Medina, Medina. You learn it out from the word Prozi, Prozi. So anyway, why did the Megillah have to say the extra words of Medina, Medina? His ear of a year is good. What do you have to have Medina, Medina for? Ella, what do you have to say? Krola drosha diyasa. There's some type of a drosha we have here. Uke Yeshua ben Levi hu diyasa. Goes according to Yeshua ben Levi. Like this. The young Yeshua ben Levi. What does the pasuk say, Medina, Medina? It means like this. Krach v'chol asamach loy. Now that we say a city that has a wall around it, reads it on Tezvov, not only that city, v'chol asamach loy, anything near it, v'chol hanirima, anything that's seen with it, is neither in kikrach, also has a din like a krach. And like Rashi explains, it means either one of the two. Either it's somach, either this city is next to the city that has a wall around it, it also has a lock like a krach to read the Megillah on Tezvov, or else it's nearer, even though it's not close by, but if from where you're standing, you can see that city that has the chaim around it, you also have to read the Megillah first on Tezvov. That's why I talk in Bnei Brak, some people have the chumrah that they read the Megillah also on Tezvov. Because some people hold that in certain places in Bnei Brak, if you're standing up high, you could see Yafo. And Yafo, some people say, had a chaim around it. Therefore, like this Gemara, as long as you could see that place that has the chaim around it, you also have to read the Megillah on Tezvov. Now the Gemara says, ad kama, until how close? In other words, just saying, either you're nearby that city, you're somewhere close by, or else you could see it. So seeing it, we understand, either you could see it or you can't see it. What's the shear? How close does this city have to be near the city that has the chaim? In other words, even though we are standing now, you can see the city that has the wall around it. But Yisamachi close by. How much is called close by? It's this distance. The distance from the place Chamsa until Tveria, that distance is called Samach. And the Gemara says mil, that's the size of a mil, like a half of a mile. For the Gemara of a lame mil, say just outright the shear of a mil. And the Gemara, Hokamashmalon, is coming to teach, Hokamashmalon, it's coming to teach us the shear of the mil. You know how long the shear of a mil is come heavy, Kemechamsalon Tveria, to this side, as long as it takes you to walk from Chamsin till Tveria. This is all called a Samach. Alright, we'll stop here. Okay. You're holding Daf Beis, Amar Aleph, the last Gemara on Daf Beis and Beis. You have Gimel holding me. The last Gemara on Daf Beis and Beis. V'yomar Rab Yirmiya, v'yitema Rabbi Chiyah Baraba. Menafsech, Menafsefoch, that means these oisiyas of a mem, a nun, a tzadik, a pey, a ches, a chof, which has an end of one and a middle one, is Sufam Omrum. The Nevi'im, Sufa means the Nevi'im, Rashi says, Nevi'i Adaras, they were Masakin. That these Oisiyas have two words, a regular Mem and an Ender Mem, a regular Nun and an Ender Nun. So the Nevi'im were Masakin this. For at the Gemara of Tisbro, is that true? But Tisbro, the Yoksiv, the Pasuk says, Eila ha-Mitzvahs, these are the Mitzvahs, and we dash in, Shein Novi Rishoy Lechadish Dovah Miyato, that once the Torah was given, the Nevi'im can't tell us any new halachas. Anything that we learned has to be a mocker from the Torah. So how could you say the Nevi'im came along and they were Masak in the Aleph Beis to know that a Mem has two Mems to it, and a Nun, a Tzadik, a Pei, and a Chof? So V'yoyt, another kasher is, Homer Rav Chizda said that Mem v'samach shebeluchas. That in the Luchas that came down in Moshe Rabbeinu, that there was a Mem, and there was a Samach, Yishinov.